Valley Bank has filed a claim asking for $2.86 million, alleging that the city blocked its efforts to successfully run the Center Point Marketplace. The action follows a vote in May by the Stevens Point Community Development Authority to condemn the building. Stevens Point Mayor Andrew Halverson was also named in the claim, and he says the matter will be decided in Portage County Circuit Court.
This was very expected. Obviously, Valley Bank is going to have a value question that they will eventually, I'm sure, want a circuit court to decide. They certainly have their arguments, we have ours, and it's going to have to be objectively adjudicated in a court of law.
Halverson would not comment on the legal merits of the claim or reveal what the city plans to offer Valley Bank for the mall property, but Halverson said he expects the bank to reject the offer once it's made.
We still intend to submit our jurisdictional offer to Valley Bank, which we assume they will reject, and then we will take title of the property very shortly thereafter.
And Halverson said the legal dispute would not delay his redevelopment strategy or keep Mid-State Technical College from moving into the mall by May of 2013.
Well, the mall is clearly blighted and arresting the sound growth of our community, and that was obviously proven through the condemnation process. We have a chance to move 3,000 students into downtown, and this mall obviously is a major part of being able to revitalize really the entire central city area of Stevens Point.
Calls to Valley Bank officials were not returned in time for this story. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.